Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Ew.
More like the arrival of the Mac, perhaps. Good morning, everybody. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, Sam Acho with you this morning. And yes, we will get to Mac Jones. We will get to the Patriots and everything going on in New England right now. But before we do that, we weren't sure we were going to get on the air today.
Who are you telling, bro?
There was a baseball game going on that just kept going and going and going. And
It's not like it was exciting, man. Like, yo, come on, man. Like, one run scored in the second, then the eighth. Man, listen, that's why baseball, listen, I'm up and down with it. I parachute in. Because I got stuff to do, man. I got to schedule my life, man. I got honey-do lists. I got to go do some homework. I got to check some home. Like, what the hell is going on, man? Was this a marathon game?
Well, thank you. Thankfully, A.J. Pollock had the two-run homer in the 16th inning.
The what?
Between the Padres and the Dodgers. Now, you might say, baseball, you'll have these games. They start a guy on second base now. It's like they want to avoid this, and it happened. So you had a marathon game. Pretty incredible if you think about it. 489 combined pitches between the teams. Second most pitches in a Dodgers-Padres game since tracking started in 1988. But the game, 5 hours long, and it was on our network, of course. So everybody that was leaving the studio exhausted.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service tonight, and we take it from here.
Stay up, Kane. Stay up, Kane.
Yes. Anyways, so let's get to the NFL. Let's get to the story in New England because, guys, this is no longer a conspiracy theory. Mm. This is no longer now something, and I feel bad because Key should be here. Keyshawn should be here because he's been the guy all along saying
– y'all got his number. Call his ass up.
It's Cam Newton's job. This is his job. He's the number one. He's the starter. And everybody's been saying it. But as we mentioned yesterday, the door opened. And yesterday in practice, Mac Jones didn't walk through it. He strutted through it. He opened the door, walked right through it. And it sounds like, if you listen to Mike Greese, the ESPN Patriots reporter, sounds like he is taking the job. This is Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And here's Mike Greese.
I felt like I witnessed a significant moment, you know, like watching practice today. It did make me, when my first thought when I left practice was, at the least, this gives Bill Belichick something to think long and hard about, because Mac was really good in this practice. And I say that with sort of conviction, because I know the Giants coaches felt that way. Like, they felt Mac carved them up. And so knowing that, I can sort of deliver it to you with conviction, because what I saw was a Patriots offense that looked like the traditional Patriots offense. Mm.
Now that sounds like it looked like what
buzzword.
When TB12 was there. That's what it sounds like. So again, no Cam Newton yesterday. He does come back today. So Mac Jones had a lot of time with the starters and, as Reese tweeted, took a ton of reps and was on his game. Capped things off with a successful 2-minute-long touchdown drive. And the most important part is the last line. He got a low five from Bill Belichick.
A low fiver. Oh, man, high five. I would be concerned with a high fiver, but a low fiver, that's like, yo, I feel you. Let's keep this on the low between you and I.
That's what I was going to ask you.
I mean, it's tough, right? When you think about Mac Jones and what we all talked about, when that buzzword, traditional, looked like a traditional Patriots offense, right? So that means that the ball was coming out in rhythm, on stride. You know, Cam sometimes can burp the baby a little bit. He wants to go for the things down the field, the big plays, wait for the things to come open. You know, when you see Mac Jones, the ball's coming out on rhythm. He's given an opportunity for his players to make plays. And they surround him with enough talented players that you don't have to be a great quarterback that's throwing guys open. You just got to get the balls in the hands that Bill Belichick personally picked out to create advantages with their personnel.
Yeah, I'm with that. I mean, y'all wish Key was here. I'll be Key for the day because I think that Cam is still the starter, and I don't think he's done – like, I understand, like, as reporters or in media, we're like, man, competition. But I like listening to head coaches, the ones who make the decisions. And what we heard from Belichick maybe yesterday, 2 days ago, was that no jobs are going to be given away.
Okay.
He said nothing's going to be gift wrapped.
But remember, he did say – that you can lose your job if you outplay someone.
Yep.
Or they're unavailable.
Bingo. But
that's unavailable.
Exactly. But
do
that
you remember
go ahead. Yeah, for sure. That unavailability, it's not like people use the example of Drew Bledsoe. Oh, all of a sudden Drew Bledsoe's
unavailable. That's the history.
Yeah, but Drew Bledsoe went out for four or five days.
Yeah.
Drew Bledsoe was out for the rest of the season. And so when we talk about this unavailability, like once again, Bill Belichick said, okay, unavailability, but not just for 4 or 5 days. Like think about it. Mac has been like pushing the envelope. And Cam's been stepping up his game at every level.
Has he?
He has. Just watch the games. Watch the games.
You're assuming I didn't?
No, I'm saying like I'm talking to the everyone who listens, right? Watch the games.
No, I get it. But like this thing, right? You and I both know that if the competition is close between a rookie and a veteran, like what are we talking about? It's supposed to be Cam is supposed to be leaps and bounds better than Mac Jones at this point. You're talking about a former MVP. You're talking about a guy that has so much game experience. Now you have Mac Jones right here, and the ball's coming out on time, and it looks efficient. This is a user-friendly offense. Bill Belichick says, I am done with putting all my eggs in one basket, meaning that one quarterback is going to make everybody a force multiplier, make guys better around us that's really not better. We're going to give him the most talented roster and just tell him, don't crash the car. Don't turn my football over, son. And listen, Cam is a guy that, listen, he's playing well, but it's early. And we know that Cam isn't a long-time solution. Now, to your point, I do believe that maybe it's something to this, because I believe that it was promises made. And I think that Bill Belichick doesn't want to, take the job from Cam because he understands that Cam is playing for his future. Because if you sit Cam, then Cam's going to sit down and wait for the rookie to stumble. No, that usually doesn't work, because then now you're going back to somebody. That never really works. You want to kind of let Cam play. And then let Mac Jones eventually take it from him and say, Cam, thank you for your services. You can do both things can be right, right? You can get Cam the experience to be able to say he's still a starter in his league. But, you know, we went to the young guy because he's our future.
All right. And again, things have changed dramatically because, Sam, I mean, you're right. I mean, Bill all along has been saying that Cam is his guy. But after Mike Reese tweeted exactly what we were just talking about the performance of Mac Jones in this practice, I couldn't help but retweet it and give you the timeline of how things have turned so quickly. Monday, can only be out a starter if he's unavailable.
Look at that handsome
fella. Later Monday, Cam away for 5 days due to the misunderstanding. Tuesday, can Mac take advantage? He can. Wednesday, low five after a solid practice.
Damn, the low five is getting
now, if
to
you
me,
don't
man.
Want to believe me, again, Mike Reese, by the way, he's going to join us at 7:30, so stay tuned for that because he'll have the latest on that. And to hear him, he has been on top of this from the very beginning, so he is seeing it firsthand. But there's also Tom Curran, a longtime Patriots reporter in Boston, NBC Sports Boston, and he wrote this. There's no on-field reason for Cam Newton to ever take a meaningful regular season snap for the Patriots while Mac Jones is upright and able. The week-to-week, day-to-day, play-to-play competency of Jones for the past 3 weeks has, in my estimation, and those of most of the people watching every rep, put to bed all debate about who is the better quarterback for the Patriots in 2021. Jones's performance Wednesday in the Patriots' 150-minute joint practice with the Giants, it tucked the debate in and turned out the light. So, simple question is this, and I mean, we ask the guys, we ask you certainly as well, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, at KJNZ on Twitter as well. Has Mac Jones done enough in your mind to be the Patriots' week one starter? Again, it's about being available, and Mac Jones was available to take advantage of the reps with the starters and played very well. So you can be part of the Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin Nation on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed and call-in line. ESPN Nation, presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is back, and so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. We're asking again on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed, at KJNZ. It's a poll, so you can be part of it. Who should be the Patriots' week one starter at quarterback? Right now, so far, it's a dead heat. Cam Newton at 50.3%, Mac Jones 49.7%.
Football's not fair,
again,
though. Remember
nobody
that.
Is saying he's the better quarterback, but the feeling is for the Patriots, it's the better fit right now. The rookie, amazing. That was Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. All right, so coming up, if Mac does beat out Cam, what does it mean for the former MVP's future in New England and the NFL? We'll discuss that after I tell you about DoorDash. All right, right now, Dash Pass members are taking $10 off groceries, alcohol, pet food, and more. Need a nightcap? $10 off. Got a cough? Get relief delivered for less. Want to surprise your crush? Send a gift and save. Try Dash Pass for free and get special savings, exclusive menu items, and $0 delivery fees year-round. Get more from your neighborhood now with Dash Pass in the DoorDash app and stay cool out there. Terms and conditions apply. Injuries at the running back position have forced the Rams to make some breaking moves for Sony Michel. Breaking moves brought to you by LinkedIn Job. Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Cam is just polarizing.
Quarterback wearing a scarf and the shoes.
It's a problem.
Why do you got to have those shoes like
and
that?
And I am the only person on record to tell Cam Newton. What I will say, if your ass go out there and you play like you played last year, I want you to retire, but I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think you're going to play like that. But I'm just telling you straight up.
Keyshawn, man, you're a real one, bro. You've always been solid with me, bro, and I appreciate that.
Keyshawn was keeping it real in that interview we had with Cam Newton several weeks ago before training camp started. And what he said was, if you play like you did last year, I mean, the end of last season, when he came back from COVID, he just didn't look good. The team didn't look good. Mm-hmm. But Cam Newton has not played poorly in the preseason. He has not looked bad. But the argument and the debate that has been raging in New England is not necessarily whether Cam Newton can still play. It's whether or not Mac Jones should be. Is he the quarterback of the future? Is he the quarterback of the present right now? And the way he's performed this week in Cam's absence in practice and joint practice with the Giants, it has a lot of people buzzing this week about whether or not Mac Jones can unseat him. So here's the question for you guys. If Mac Jones wins the job and is the week one starter, what should the Patriots do with Cam Newton? Should he be the backup?
Of course.
Or should they look at Stidham and Hoyer, and should Cam Newton look for an opportunity somewhere else?
Did you just say that with a straight face?
I did, because Hoyer, it's Cam
Destroyer,
Newton.
Hoyer the Destroyer is like, what, 75 years old, man? Like,
but, in a quarterback room,
yeah.
What do you want for your young quarterback?
But for this team, I believe the expectations are much higher, right? This is a Super Bowl-ready
roster.
Yep. Outside of the quarterback position, right? So you always got to keep Cam around in case this guy stumbles, he gets hurt. Like, usually what happens when young quarterbacks come in, I've seen it with Joe Flacco, I've seen it with Mark Sanchez, they can buzz and take over the league for like 4 weeks, especially early on, because it's not a game plan on them, right? I mean, it took people 4 weeks to realize that Mark Sanchez couldn't throw left, right? So then they just start saying, oh, he can't throw left. Let's pack the right side of the field and make him throw the ball, especially when the ball's on the right hash. He doesn't have that strong arm. So they start doing that. Then we went from 3-0 to red light, green light, losing 0-3, you know what I mean? And then we had to figure things out and readjust. So, like, the league will readjust because the thing is, there's no scouting report on what he can or can't do, Mac Jones. So, like, listen, pump your brakes a little bit on the Mac Jones train. Like, what this is saying is Bill Belichick has his quarterback of the future. He has a quarterback that he feels like, okay, listen, I got Tom Brady's replacement, and we're going to build this guy up slowly. But we're going to build him up because, listen, Bill has a great track record as far as drafting right now. He can't draft his own players. I mean, Sony Michel is an example of that. N'Keal Harry is an example of that. Name me the first round pick that Bill has really hit on. The jury's still out on Isaiah Wynn. So, like, right now, eventually that toll is going to be due. So now he went out and spent all this money because he understood that he had to put a roster. He had a bad roster. But eventually the quarterback's going to have to be special. I just don't know if Mac Jones is special. I think he's good.
You guys aren't buying it then. Neither one of you.
Man, we've seen this before, man. Like,
yeah.
Sam, you're not buying it either.
Of course not. Of course not. Like, yeah, we've seen the movie before. We've been in the movie. We've starred in this movie before. Like, there's talk, and it sounds great. Oh, the polls, 50-50, all these things. One person makes the decision. One person. And that one person's name is Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick is not gift-wrapping anything to anybody. I think about my first year in the league, right? Bart, you played my first year in the league. This dude named Adrian Wilson, dominant safety, number 24 for Arizona Cardinals, right? Arizona was trash, so nobody really paid attention at the time. But he was big, strong, fast, all the things.
Jamal Adams. This is playing. He was Jamal Adams.
There you go.
Before Jamal
there you
Adams.
Go. And I said, bro, how do I, like, I want to be great. I want to be great like you. What do I need to do? How can I get there? How can I, you know what I mean? Like, it happens quick. He said, Sam, here's how you do it. He said, there's this box. He said, you can order it on Amazon. You can get anywhere you buy things. It's like about this big, right? Four by four box. It's called hard work and dedication. That's the only way you get this job. And the thing about Mac Jones, the thing about Cam Newton, and really more specifically about Bill Belichick is that, like, he understands the value of hard work, of having to fight for something, right? Like, Mac should have to fight for this job, not just three practices because Cam was out because of COVID. Yeah. That's going to help Mac Jones in the long run, and Bill Belichick understands that. So just to the point of, like, well, what happens if Mac's going to get the start? Mac's not going to get the starting spot in week one. Maybe week five, maybe week seven, maybe week 10, maybe week 12, but not in week one for that first reason, and also for the second reason, simply because the game plan thing, Bart, you just said it, right? Get a rookie quarterback there and late when teams have a game plan for him. Yeah. Now you got a better chance to win.
That's what I'm thinking about week 14, that bye week when they come off, and then he can be like the Colin Kaepernick to replace Alex Smith. I'm just amazed that you sitting up there telling us that. What year you get in the league?
2011.
2011. Adrian Wilson told you about Amazon and you didn't invest. You dummy. You big dummy.
Bro, I believe
you big dummy.
I was rocking with him. He was like, man, there's this. I'm like, what do I get? Because this dude was like all
he
pro.
Told you about, yes.
He
I
told me
Adrian
the
Wilson.
Secret. You know Adrian. Of course you know Adrian Wilson.
But Amazon, he told you in 2011 and you didn't put
no
money into it?
No, he told me about
it.
The box, bro. It was the box.
You said you got on Amazon.
No,
okay,
it was the box.
He was like, there's a box.
And I'm like, how much does it cost? Okay. Like, where can I get it? Like, how do I get this box?
You're buying into this whole box theory. He's like, yeah, what's in the box matters. There's nothing in the box.
It's hard work and it's dedication. And I'm not saying Mac Jones don't work hard.
I apologize like, to Mac our Jones, listeners. Yeah, because I was about to just lose all respect for you that Adrian Wilson gift-wrapped you Amazon 2012. And you could have been a billionaire right now. You still sitting on the set with me. Never mind. I take that back. Sorry, apologies.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's just the thing. The simple fact is this, and I think this is why Bill Belichick has so many championships. He understands that I don't care how great
because Tom Brady?
Yeah, as well as Tom Brady. He says, I don't care how great you are, how great you think you are, how great you think you'll be. What matters is what you're doing right now. And not just 1, 2, 3, 4 days. I need it for 4 weeks. I need it for 4 months. I need it for a lifetime, for a career.
But listen, if he's going to start him, Allen, right, he has to start him early because you don't want to work him in to week four terrific time coming into town.
You're looking at the schedule. See, I actually, that would be the interesting game,
the
right?
Soft play. He'll be the man. But see, this is the thing, right?
But remember, week 14 is so late in the season, and by then you're looking to be – if you're a playoff team week 14 and you're playing well, why would you make a quarterback change then?
Because by then Cam Newton is wore all the tread off the tires. Like, you've done how many quarterback powers, right? You've drove Cam. I told you he's a used car right now. He's a rental's car. Right, so by that time, Cam is probably going to be beat up because you're using him on quarterback powers. You're saying you're pulling the front side tackle. You know, you're down blocking with tight end. You're pulling the front side guard. And you're just running Cam into the ground, and thank you for your services. But now Cam is no longer needed to get us to the finish line. Like I told you, Cam is to take you to the dance. Mac Jones is to take the girl home. right? So that's what's really going on right there. Like, you get him there. Like, we saw it happen with Colin Kaepernick and Alex Smith.
Yes. That's it. Like, that's it. Like, if anyone wants to listen to any example, like, that's the example. Mind you, like, so we talked about 2011, right? Like, I was playing for the Arizona Cardinals. So I played against the San Francisco 49ers when Alex Smith was the quarterback, and they had the number one defense in the NFL. Vic Fangio was running that defense. Yep. We know how good they were. But there was a limit. So Alex, a ceiling.
Yep.
Alex Smith started the season. Alex Smith, they were playing
they were
well.
Winning.
They were winning games. Winning record probably 7-3 or so. We can go look it up. And all of a sudden, this second-year player, no one knew too much about, Colin Kaepernick came in. And what did he do?
Hauling ass.
What did he do?
He created a spark, man. Nobody could game.
And where did he take
it? Oh, we got a break.
Damn it. I know. You know what I'm saying? Well, he took him to the Super Bowl.
He took him to the Super Bowl.
And so, that's
what he was trying to get you to say, Bart. But all right.
And that's what coaches understand that not everyone else understands. Like, the game planning. So, like, for 12 weeks, 14 weeks, for example, maybe it's 10 weeks, you're game planning for Cam Newton. All you know is Cam Newton. All of a sudden, let's say it's post-bye week, you put a new quarterback in.
Yeah.
And now defenses don't have 12 weeks of film on one guy. And so the worst thing that can happen for Mac Jones is to be the week one starter. It's the worst thing. But for the Patriots, the best thing is to have Cam start, and then whether it's 5, 10, 15, they got the shot clock in my ear, I'm done. 5, 10, 15, put in Mac Jones.
Come on, Giannis, shoot the damn free throw.
Yes, give me the 10,
Alan
Hunt, 9.
Bart Scott, Sam Acho, brought to you by Mako. Need a paint job for your car? When life throws you O's, just say, better get Mako. Head to Mako.com. Today. All right, so they mentioned Alex Smith, Colin Kaepernick. Other people feel Alex Smith, Patrick Mahomes is the way you do it when it comes to bringing in a young quarterback. That's the Kansas City model. Well, we'll tell you the one team that's closest to doing that, and we'll do that after Bart has this from Straight Talk Wireless.
5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get in on the action. Well, not anymore, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with plans starting at just $35 a month with no contract, and get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money, Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise, 5G compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speeds may vary.
As a fan, this is amazing.
This is
the time of the year.
This is what we talked about. This is real, man.
This is real.
Are you ready? Because I'm ready.
This is Freddie Coleman, and you know I'm ready.
This is Greedy. Northwestern is ready.
Ian Fitzsimmons here. I'm ready. And so are Oklahoma and Texas. Sort of. The SEC.
Football is back, and it kicks off every morning with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, and continues all day right here on ESPN Radio.
Brought to you by Skechers. Skechers. Comfort included.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Ball hit high in the air, deep center field, back onto Grisham at the wall, and it's gone! A.J. Pollock powers the Dodgers back into the lead. A two-run, 16th inning blast, number 16 on the season. It's the Dodgers 5 and the Padres 3.
Did you hear the relief in Kevin Brown's voice on ESPN Radio? Yes, the Dodgers do outlast the Padres in 16 innings in a 5-3 final after A.J. Pollock's two-run home run in the top of the 16th was the difference in the longest game of the season. The Dodgers led 3-1 in the top of the 15th, but then Fernando Tatis Jr. homered in the bottom half of the inning to tie it up at 3. The Padres went 9 consecutive hitless innings before the Tatis home run in the 15th. There were 489 combined pitches between both teams, the second most pitches in a Dodgers-Padres game since tracking started in 1988. Okay, we move on to this. The Orioles won a baseball game. They win. After 19 straight losses, they beat the Angels 10-6. They rallied from down 6-2. The Angels led 6-4. When Shohei Ohtani left the game, bases loaded, walks in the eighth gave the Orioles the lead for good. Baltimore was 2 losses shy of the American League record for the longest skid from 1988. Who has that record? The Orioles at 0-21. Ohtani, by the way, was mortal, allowed 3 homers on the mound, struck out 3 times at the plate as well for the Angels. To the world of basketball, where Amani Bates commits to play for Memphis, the number 3 ESPN's 100 top 100 recruits, will suit up for Penny Hardaway's team during the upcoming season. He appeared in the Memphis student directory early Wednesday afternoon, kind of gave it away. The last day to enroll for the fall semester is Thursday. His dad also kind of gave it away as well. Not much of a secret. The 6'9 small forward from Michigan originally committed to Michigan State last summer before reopening his recruitment in April. Yes, I know, bud. SportsCenter brought to you by Indeed. Is hiring becoming your second job? Quit the hassle and get on Indeed. You'll find great candidates fast with Instant Match. Just sponsor a post and instantly receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Trey Lance, Justin Fields. Who's on the field first?
I just don't know how you take the buzz around Justin Fields and you start Andy Dalton.
Garoppolo is still clearly the favorite right now. You saw the deep ball, and that's what Lance has had as a separator in his back pocket.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Plenty to get to here. Very busy show already. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, Sam Acho with you this morning.
A.K.A.
And yes.
I think I got a nickname for Acho already.
You have a nickname?
Yeah, you know I was a nickname guy, man.
Oh, you are a big nickname guy. What do you got?
I think I'm going to call you Pinky.
I like it.
You know what I'm saying?
I like it. And I don't even need an explanation. Yeah. Hey, moving man. On. Why don't you holler at us? Holler at us.
Hey, man. What? Hey, man, you've been hitting them corners a little hard, man. What I tell you, you almost made me spill this yak on my $200 suit. You know what I'm saying?
Not everybody gets the joke.
I know. Yeah. Friday after that.
But those who do, Bart's here for the ones who get the joke. He doesn't care if you
here
don't.
For my peoples.
That's how this works.
Everybody's
so,
my peoples.
So as we've been talking about... Actually, no, we'll do this later. I do have something that I need you to ask Sam if he agrees with you, but that we'll do later. Let's get back on track because as we're talking about, so Mac Jones has played very well this week, had a great practice yesterday, and there's some talk of whether or not he can emerge as the starter in New England instead of Cam Newton, the veteran. We see a lot of the young quarterbacks who are playing well, who have a chance. So these rookie quarterbacks, the 5 taken in the first round, all of them have been in the conversation. Matt Nagy has one in Chicago with Justin Fields and Andy Dalton. And he has referenced the Kansas City model when it comes to the Bears quarterback situation and also developing Justin Fields, considering that that's what Andy Reid did with Patrick Mahomes having Alex Smith. Now, you guys earlier mentioned Alex Smith, but you were talking about the scenario where Colin Kaepernick eventually replaced him later in the season, and that's what you see maybe happening in New England. But which rookie quarterback is in a situation similar to the Mahomes model, the Kansas City model, that you see that you don't have to play him right away? He can take that gap year. He can take that sort of internship, right? Be the apprentice while the team is settled with a starter who is good enough to carry it for one more year. And then you can hand the reins over to that quarterback. So is there a team that stands out to you, Sam, you, Bart, that's very similar to what they did in Kansas City?
This is a no-brainer.
Yeah, no-brainer. I mean, it's a place where I played the majority of my career, Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
What? Right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You said you were going to go. We're going to go. Zach Wilson, you
want to go? No, hang on. Let Sam go first. Don't reveal yours yet. Go ahead.
I thought we were in agreement, my dog. Yeah, I thought we were.
You both gave did.
Me, you know? So, I mean, this is easy. This is Chicago Bears, and a lot of people don't like this opinion, but it's just the facts that, number one, Matt Nagy was there in Kansas City with Andy Reid in 2017 when Patrick Mahomes was sitting. But that's not really the main point. The main point is that the Bears are a lot better than anyone's giving them credit for. Last year, they made the playoffs at 8-8. With a bad defense, an average defense. In 2018, they were 12-4, lost on the double doink with a good defense. Mm-hmm. So people were forgetting that, like, Sean Desai, who was on that staff that's the similar as Vic Fangio in 2018, mm-hmm. he's now the defensive coordinator. Their defense will be much better. They have offensive weapons. David Montgomery, one of the up-and-coming running backs in the league. Allen Robinson, top receiver.
Cohen coming back, right?
Say it again.
Is it Cohen coming back?
Tariq Cohen coming back from injury.
He's a gadget guy. Yes. That's what you need. You need situational
so
players.
So the Bears are a lot better than everyone's giving them credit for, and I think that Justin Fields has the luxury of learning, not necessarily from Andy Dalton per se, but think about it. We saw that ESPN cover story yesterday with Matthew Stafford. He said, man, when I hear from Tom Brady said it took him about halfway through the season to learn this new offense last year with Tampa Bay. So he said, man, you have to unlearn what you were doing before and relearn something new. Mm-hmm. Justin Fields needs to unlearn what he did in college from Ryan Day or whatever it was and relearn Matt Nagy's system calls, all those things. So, yes, he's ready from a physical standpoint, from on-the-field standpoint, but there are little things. Maybe it's that little protection that we saw in the game where he got blown up. Maybe that was on him. Maybe that's on the O-line. Maybe it's on the coaches. But there are little things that he has the luxury of unlearning because Andy Dalton's a formidable quarterback and their defense is dominant.
All right, so who do you have, Bart?
Yeah, see, the problem
that was definitely a candidate. But what do
yeah,
you
but yeah, I mean – And that was great. The difference is I don't think the Bears are close to being a Super Bowl caliber team. They can be a team that can compete within the division. I think that Minnesota has closed the gap significantly, and I think we're not giving them the credit they deserve.
Right, who's the situation that's
so
better?
So for me, I think the situation that's better is Trey Lance, right? Because we know that Jimmy G is leaving next year. This is a team that is young and that's going to grow and ascend together. When you think about Kansas City, you think about a lot of young weapons, right? A lot of young Harmon. You think about Charles Edwards. Lair. That's the similar situation that they have there. They have a lot of young talent. Bosa's young. You think about all the, Nuke, all the guys on the outside. And Trey Lance is going to walk in. He's going to be hand-delivered a Super Bowl caliber team. This is a team that, despite all the injuries last year, was right there, was still a solid team. This is a team that was in the Super Bowl 2 years before. You're handing off a Super Bowl caliber team to a guy that has a cannon, a guy that, from all accounts, is the smartest quarterback in this draft. Now, I'm not talking about football acumen because he doesn't have a lot of experience, but a guy that can regurgitate and retain a lot of information. That's why, ultimately Kyle Shanahan decided to go with him after making that aggressive move to move all the way up. Would we be surprised if we saw the San Francisco 49ers in the Super Bowl this year? I don't think we would. We would if that was Chicago Bears.
Okay, and with that in mind, too, I agree with you. I mean, obviously the Bears.
Yeah, you're wrong. Clearly,
yeah. I see what this is.
When we say
Barton Hines,
When we say the best situation, the close situation, I do think the Niners have that, and they have it for one perfect reason. Their veteran was once the rookie who had a veteran, so he knows already what to expect. In fact, we had Jimmy Garoppolo on the show back in May, right after the draft. And he talked about what he plans on being as the veteran now in this role and his relationship with Trey Lance.
It's kind of, coming full circle. You go through this NFL career and you start as a young guy come in. Tom kind of showed me the ropes. The competition between us was awesome. Really made me grow as a rookie and a young player. And so that's kind of what me and Trey will, we'll mold our relationship into that, but it'll happen naturally. Just it's one of those things you can't force anything. Just let it come as it may.
So, Acho, better situation, right?
Yeah.
Better situation.
Because
Nagy and you had Kyle Shanahan, who would you take as a coach?
I'll definitely take Kyle Shanahan. But check me out. The situations are similar. Let's just kind of be all the way real. Those situations are similar. And people aren't giving the Chicago Bears credit.
But you mean QB1, the guy who says, no, I'm the captain, like an Andy Dalton who doesn't understand his role. Now, listen, bro, it is inevitable that you're going to lose his job. Jimmy G has accepted. They went to Jimmy G saying, hey, Jimmy G, this is like your last dance. You're mm-hmm. leaving after this year. But I need you to be a good teammate.
And also,
usher this kid in. Andy Dalton probably only gives Justin Fields one course in a day.
No, that's not true. That's not. Not like, yeah,
I don't see that happening.
What time's
in
the team meeting? That's your one.
Yeah, no, I know. I got no Andy Dalton. I got no Andy Dalton. We kind of go
name
back.
Drop,
not
go,
name dropping.
Go.
You said his name first. So even just the point of like teaching. Like, listen to what Justin Fields says about his relationship with Andy Dalton. Number one. Number two. About the Super Bowl ready teams. So like, I keep on going back because people just forget. The same players that were on the roster, on that defense in 2018, the number one defense that blew up the league, Eddie Jackson, Khalil Mack, Akeem Hicks, Eddie Goldman, Danny Trevathan, Roquan Smith, all those same players are still on the roster right now. Mm-hmm. And the defense has been bad the last 2 years. Chuck Pagano wasn't as good of a defensive coordinator as a lot of people expected.
And disrespectful. No, as, players didn't play. Okay.
Okay, players, sure. Players didn't play. Put it this way. Sean Desai is going to come in. The players are going to play and going to be a top 10 defense. And so, like, Matt Nagy understands that. He understands he has a defense to win right now. He understands he has a receiver and a running back to win right now. I know ASS.
You're naming one people.
No, but I mean, Darnell Mooney's still improving, right? You got Marquise Goodwin still got to show he's healthy. Like, so he has proven commodities. And so the thing that people aren't giving the Bears credit for is the fact that they're better than a lot of people believe. And so I say the situations are similar. And then last thing, just because you said it, Bart, about how Jimmy G – no quarter. Nobody's saying, take my job. No, Jimmy G thinks it's his job. Right. In the same way Andy Dalton thinks it's his job. Now, Andy Dalton, he might have said, no, this is my team, my job. Maybe don't say that. But everybody thinks that for this
but
year.
Jimmy G is unthreatened. Jimmy G is not going to be threatened. Trey Lance is going to have a red shirt year. Like, Justin
said,
Fields
actually,
is
Trey Lance going to play. Trey Lance is going to play situationally.
You just told us that Trey Lance was the guy who you think is going to get in first.
Do you agree with me?
Tom Brady
has a 77% win percentage. Jimmy G has 74. When he's in the game, they win. The
Agreed.
Problem is he can't stay healthy.
So we're saying
Justin Fields is going to take over that job because before the end of the season. They're going to try and run it all the way through with Trey Lance. I mean, not with Trey Lance, with Jimmy G. Because this is a Super Bowl caliber team. Like, you name one or two players, man, I can go down the
list, man.
Kittles to Debo Samuels to Kyle Juszczyk, right, to Brandon and Nuke to Debo. Like, they have a team that's ready to win right now. If they hadn't got hurt last year, they would have won last year.
So let's just agree that both situations could be similar to, but both situations are going to see these guys play rather than Patrick Mahomes. We didn't see play at all. He sat the whole year because they had Alex Smith. These situations are similar with that they have veterans there that can be also can provide guidance and just also help the team win right now. I don't know if everybody looks at Andy Dalton as a guy that can help that team win right now as much as we already know because we have history that Jimmy G can help that team win right now. But can I be a reporter for a minute
please,
as you guys?
Please.
You guys are the athletes.
More than an athlete.
Kyle Shanahan in his press conference was asked, whether he will, name a starter and why he will and all that stuff. And I thought, this is how you handle the media. As I was going after, Matt Nagy, I was going after others about this, about why are you saying this to me? Why are you playing dumb? Urban Meyer, another example, which we'll get to in a moment. Listen to Kyle Shanahan in talking about whether or not he will name a starter.
I look at more as what do you gain by naming it? It would be one reason I can think of by naming it that would help, and be to end those questions. If you could give me another reason that's a big advantage, that helps our team, affects anything that has to do with us, then I will name it. But I don't think it does. And, why tell people? I know you guys want an answer and stuff, which is fine. I get the suspense of it, but, I mean, I'm not just going to answer it to end your guys' suspense. So. Oh, you're welcome. Hey, I'll try to get you more clicks.
I love it. See? Helping out the media.
Son of a coach.
Help me help you, coach. I absolutely love that answer. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
Let's get to Lawrence and the decision in Jacksonville. Urban Meyer addressed it with the media. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, Trevor's going to be the starter in week one. We wanted him to earn it, felt he has.
What do you need to see from Trevor Lawrence on the field this season?
Oh, by the way, it was a number one overall pick who is a quarterback who's
Shocker.
Considered generational, and it's like we never talk about him. We never talk about this situation. We never talk about what he can be. Trevor Lawrence has been in what Urban Meyer tried to tell us, a quarterback battle. But then Urban Meyer decided to end that battle and say, yeah, of course we're starting Trevor Lawrence. He will be the starter. Let's go to Jacksonville. Mike DiRocco, who covers the Jaguars for us at ESPN, joins us on the Goodyear Hotline. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are y'all today?
We're great. And I want to know, from a reporter standpoint, why did it take so long for them to name Trevor Lawrence when they took him number one overall? And we knew they were taking him number one overall from the very beginning.
Yeah, I get what Urban was trying to do. He wants to make the point that, you know, look, rookies aren't handed anything. They have to earn their job. But, I mean, guys, when the Jags lost to the Bears last December and secured that number one pick, I mean, that's when Trevor Lawrence was the starting quarterback. I mean, we all knew it was coming. We all knew they were taking him. It was just, I guess it was just a point to set his culture down here in Jacksonville. But, yesterday was like the least surprising announcement in the history of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Trevor Lawrence, the guy we took number one, the guy that Mel Kiper rated along with, you know, Elway and Manning and Andrew Luck. Yeah, that's the guy we're going to start, not the guy who led us to one win last year.
But, Mike, should he be the starter, right? Looking at this porous offensive line, first of all, I need to ask you, be able to confirm, has Gardner Minshew taken a dump yet, right? Because, you know, before the game, he said, he was going to, not take a dump and go into this tough can we confirm that, or confirm nor deny that he's relieved himself?
Believe it or not, we actually spent about 5 minutes discussing that in the media room yesterday after the announcement. Just the one-liners were flying pretty heavily, but I have not. None of my inside sources have been able to confirm that for me at this point, though.
Got you. Equipment manager would be the one that knows. He's the one that got to clean all that stuff up. But I just wanted to go with Travis Etienne being hurt, right? You talk about this porous offensive line. Is it any concern there in Jacksonville that maybe this can become a Joe Burrow type of situation? And if so, why not protect the young quarterback and allow him to kind of learn the speed of the game?
Well, I mean, look, he's a generational talent. He's been the best player in high school in the country. He's the best player in college in the country. He's played in big games. He's played on big stages. I mean, his confidence is fine. I don't understand why you wouldn't start him. I mean, if you're worried that he can't handle it mentally and you're worried that the poor pass protection or any kind of issues that happen during the season are going to affect him mentally and affect his confidence and affect the way he plays, then you probably shouldn't have taken him number one. I mean, they've already done him a disservice by making him rotate days with the first team offense with Gardner Minshew. I mean, he needed all the reps that he can possibly get. And look, you know, guys on the team know. Guys know who can play. You know, it's like the same thing people would ask me with Tebow. And I'd be like, look, guys, look, see, every play at practice. They know who can play and who can't. So if someone makes the roster that can't play, then there's going to be a problem because then they're going to wonder what the heck's going on, what's the agenda. So when you play a guy like Gardner Minshew over Trevor Lawrence, but you're sitting there saying, yes, we want to win. This is Urban Meyer says, we want to win now. We're going to do everything that we can to win now. And then you don't play the best quarterback, well, then you're not doing everything that you can do to win now. So the guys are going to be like, what's going on here? What is the agenda? Yeah. And look, you just got to play the kid. I mean, he's.
But Mike, just to push.
Peyton threw like 28 picks as a rookie. I mean, just play the kid. He'll be fine. And by the way, it's your job as a coach to figure out ways to keep him healthy.
But Mike, just to push back just a little bit. Like, his one season was never greater than Joe Burrow's top season. And we saw what happened to him, them exposing him and losing a guy like Etienne. Like, you can be messing up the future of your franchise by setting him back if he gets one of those knee injuries or he gets one of those shoulder injuries. And I just think that maybe they should rest the kid to try and allow him to preserve himself and allow this team to kind of learn a new offense. The entire team is learning a new offense. This isn't like he's coming into an offense that's already, already intact and they know how to protect him. They don't know the nuance of the offense.
Well, I'll say this. If the question is, can he stay healthy behind that poor offensive line? Well, why does that mean Gardner Minshew is going to be able to stay healthy back there? So if Gardner Minshew gets hurt in week 4, do you not play Trevor Lawrence? Do you go to C.J. Beathard? Do you not want to put him in at all? I mean, like I said, and I think I wrote this the other day, that that's their job as coaches, is to figure out a way to keep him healthy like this. This offensive line is nowhere near as bad as the Bengals' offensive line was last year. Okay. I mean, is it great? No. Do they have some issues at tackle? Absolutely. But you know what? Run some of that RPO stuff. Get some quick throws going. I mean, roll him out. They did a little bit of that the other day. Get him to get rid of the ball really quickly. Find ways to get that done. I mean, that's what your job is as a coach. Find out what your guys do and get it done. If they can't figure this out, then they have a bigger problem than their offensive line's not any good. You know, and Trevor Lawrence may get hurt. So I think you just got to play the kid. I mean, just get him out there, let him play, and take your chances with him. I mean, anybody can get hurt at any time. You guys know that. I mean, guys get hurt in practice. Dante Fowler, the number three overall pick in 2015, got hurt in rookie minicamp and missed the entire year. So I just think, you know, their best chance to win and their best chance for the future of this franchise is to play Trevor Lawrence, because if you don't play him now, then he plays next year and he's lost a whole year of development.
Mike, good stuff. Thanks so much. We appreciate you, man.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right. Mike DiRocco again covering the Jaguars for us at ESPN. And, you know, that's the story down there right now. Trevor Lawrence has been the guy since basically the season ended, the college season ended. You knew that he was going to be the number one pick. Jacksonville got that pick. And now, of course, he is their starting quarterback, for better or for worse, with that offensive line. But a lot of questions, of course, about whether or not the Jaguars are going to be ready for him. Not necessarily he's ready for the Jaguars. And then, of course, there's Urban Meyer as well. All right, but why Dak's shoulder is not the biggest concern by one former quarterback. We'll discuss that next. KJZ, ESPN Radio.